feels good. Feels real good. I don't know. It's 7:10. We got a high of 55 today, low of 32 tonight. It is 29, and it is time for your morning dump. Little chilly for a morning dump. I like it to be warmer.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, Sunday is Earth Day, and to celebrate, some people will be recycling, others will be planting trees, and still others will be enjoying free porn. Just an FYI, I'm going to say porn a few times right here. In honor of Earth Day, RedTube is giving out a week of free porn. All you have to do is download RedTube's Save Water Challenge app and earn enough points by taking shorter showers. Kind of defeats the purpose. Usually if I'm taking care of business in the shower, it's a longer shower. I don't see how this is working. They're working against themselves. So while your body might still be a bit dirty, you will be rewarded with special access to dirty movies. I'm sure in high school, I jacked up my parents' water bill a lot. Why does Brock take such long showers? I don't understand. He's always showering. I don't understand. What's happening? Sorry, Mom and Dad. A high-tech startup company is figuring out a way to preserve all the information in your brain, which would lead to you living forever, sort of. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. The idea behind this project, which is being put together by the company Nectome, is to preserve all the information by freezing the brain so that hundreds or thousands of years from now, a future scientist can scan the brain and turn it into a computer simulation. This is weird, man. Your body will, of course, be gone, but you'll be living and playing out new chapters in your life. Unfortunately, it's impossible to survive the whole brain freezing part of the process. But dying today is a small price to pay for coming back to life in the future, isn't it? I don't know about this. If I get near the end of life, my brain's not going to be that good with all the years of boozing and staying up late and horsing around. But it would be kind of cool to like have your brain put into like a robot body and you could kind of live, you know, an extended life. Maybe that's what we'll see. I don't know. Lastly, Nicolas Cage is ready to change careers. While promoting his new movie Primal in Puerto Rico, the Oscar winner told reporters, quote, directing is something I look forward to down the road. Right now, I'm primarily a film performer, and I'm going to continue doing that for 3 or 4 more years, and I'd like to focus more on directing after that. Cage hasn't had a hit movie since he voiced a character in the 2013 animated flick The Croods. He's appeared in nearly 100 movies going back to 1982's Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He won an Oscar for Leaving Las Vegas in 1996. I think he'd do a pretty good job directing. He's got kind of a unique view on things, but I love Nicolas Cage. He's made some great movies, and we'll see what happens. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?